Pink refuse bins have made an appearance in Anchorage this summer, but they're not for trash. They're part of Solid Waste Service's curbside pickup program for compost. Alaska Public Media's Aaron McKinstry went for a ride-along collecting those grass clippings and table scraps and has this report.
So you ever been in a garbage truck before?
I can't say that I have.
It's raining as Garrett Fairclough hoists himself into a massive red truck and starts filling out paperwork. He pulls out of the central transfer station, makes a pit stop for coffee, and we're on our way. He starts in the College Village neighborhood and then follows a map he made himself around the city. One man stares at us in confusion, worried that he's forgotten trash day. But he hasn't. Instead, Fairclough's on the hunt for pink trash cans filled with yard waste and food scraps. He's one of two drivers picking up for the 280 customers participating in this summer's curbside organics pilot program. Everyone who signed up in time and met the program requirements was invited to join.
When we were passing the cans out, we had people coming out asking how to get the pink cans because they wanted in on it, but they didn't respond to the mail out.
Fairclough dumps the organic material off at American Landscaping at the end of his route. They turn it into finished compost, a nutrient-rich soil amendment that can be added to gardens. Aside from wet grass sticking to the bottom of the cans, a stray piece of styrofoam, and having to figure out a new route, he says things are going smoothly. Solid Waste Services recycling coordinator Susanna Caldwell says they've collected more than 14 tons of organic material since the program started in June.
Generally, organic material makes up about 25% of most residential solid waste. You can take that, turn it into compost, and then use that compost to continue to grow more food versus just sending it to the landfill where it just decomposes and takes up space.
She says community garden groups and customers urged them to look into more options for composting. So they collected yard waste in one neighborhood last summer and started a program where people can exchange 5-gallon buckets of food scraps for finished compost. This summer's pilot program expands services further and could lead to curbside composting for their entire service area, which covers nearly a quarter of the city.
This is just one piece in helping us figure that out for the long term.
Solid Waste Services is footing the bill for the $7,000 program using the recycling fund, which adds $1.50 to every ton of material that passes through the landfill. They'll know more about what a service area-wide program would cost after the pilot program ends in October. But Caldwell says customers would pay a fee for the service, just like with recycling and trash collection. She says giving them the option is important.
You know, you go down to a lot of other communities in the lower 48 and you see a lot of organics collection, right? That's been happening for a really long time. We want to make sure that Anchorage is forward thinking and staying ahead of the curve.
That's important to program participant Edith McKee, too. McKee grew up in Anchorage and has been composting on and off since childhood. But she can't throw food scraps in her backyard pile because of her dogs.
And so this is the 5-gallon bin that comes from the program. And so you put your food scraps in here.
A banana peel, strawberry tops, and bits of greens fill a white screw-top bucket behind her house. McKee dumps it in the pink bin the morning of pickup, and so far she hasn't had any issues with bugs, smells, or wildlife. If she could change anything, she says, she'd get rid of the biodegradable bag that lines the bucket and expand what's allowed in, like citrus, weeds, and compostable containers. She sees the program as a step in the right direction.
Anything that we can remove from the landfill and use in the community in another way is a benefit to everybody, really.
Solid Waste Services will start analyzing the data from the pilot program when it finishes in the fall and hopes to expand next year. Year-round curbside compost pickup for all customers could be on the horizon. In Anchorage, I'm Erin McKinstry.